This guided meditation is brought to you by Julie Peters and Spirituality and Health. Visit spiritualityhealth.com for more. Meditation for listening to your many selves. Please take a comfortable seat for this meditation and close your eyes if you like. Let your hands rest wherever feels most natural and most comfortable. We like to think of ourselves as simple, single entities, just the one self. But at any given time, different aspects of ourselves, different histories and motivations can come together in the same moment. We don't need to silence any of these different voices. Each one has a reason for being within us. In this meditation, we're not trying to quiet every negative thought and blast ourselves with positivity. We're trying to compassionately hear the range of voices that are speaking at any given moment, and possibly even allow them to communicate lovingly with each other. Now, let's start by inviting the voice called the manager. This is the self that manages everything that's going on inside of us. This is the rational mind that thinks, evaluates, judges, and decides. We must go through this self in order to listen to the others. Take a moment to greet your manager and ask permission to listen to all the voices that wish to be heard inside of you today. Listen to what your manager may have to say or any warnings that need to be heard. Thank your manager for letting you in. Now, let's contact the voice of desire. Check in with this self. With the manager having hopefully agreed to step aside, we can listen to what desire wants without any other voices arguing for the moment. Thank desire for speaking with you. Now, let's invite the voice of fear. Fear can sometimes get agitated when we start talking to desire. What does fear have to say? What is fear trying to protect you from? Listen to this perspective. Thank your fear for speaking its peace. And now, let's ask heart to speak with us. What does heart have to say? Imagine going to this place in your physical self as well, the heart center in the middle of the chest. What does heart want? What does heart need? What does heart fear? Listen to the perspective of heart. Thank your heart for speaking with you. Now let's check in with the voice I like to call body. The physical self. The nervous system can hold its own information. There may be specific places that are speaking more loudly to you now. Go to those places in your physical body and listen. A major source for the talk in my body is my belly. There's usually something going on in there. Listen to the perspective of body. What does body need? What is body asking for? What does body fear? Thank your body for talking to you. Even if you didn't completely understand everything it said, considering it has its own language. And now let's take a moment to listen to any other voices that may wish to speak up. At any given time, we have an almost infinite number of selves that need to speak up for different reasons. We have an internal child, an internal parent, a past self, a future self, an inner critic, an inner cheerleader, and all kinds of others. We'll take this time to see who raises their hand, metaphorically, and give the floor to whichever perspective needs to come up today. Keep in mind that every voice is on your side, in one way or another, even if they disagree with each other. Everyone wants the best for you. We can understand these voices better when we're working to listen to how they're trying to support or protect us. And now, let's tap into the integrated self, the self that's sometimes called Big Mind. This is the infinite self that can hold all these voices with love, compassion, and space for each perspective. This is the self that enjoys its own multitudes, that revels in the space created by the word and. No problems need to be solved here. No voice needs to win or be loudest. Everything is contained with love and compassion in Big Mind. And now let's come back to the self in the present moment, into the body as it is. Welcome back the manager, and thank the manager for being with you in that process and opening the door to the beautiful chaos of all your inner perspectives. Bring your hands together in front of your heart and gently bow your head to all you hold inside yourself. Thank you for your practice.